You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, we were talking on Friday with, with everybody across the state in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But then we got a message from Tim in Savage. You know, so I had just kicked off the 9 o'clock hour on Friday, but talking about the big peace summit that President Trump was hosting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. And, it, of course, you guys, I'm sure, saw some of the coverage of how it all played out. Wasn't that incredible when there's Putin standing next to President Trump on the tarmac, and then all of a sudden Putin looks up like, what is that? And there's a B-2 bomber flying right over his head. Yeah, that was incredible. Of course, today now I think Ukrainian President Zelensky, along with other European leaders, are meeting with President Trump at the White House today. So that's just a further continuation of the push for peace that President Donald J. Trump is continuing to press towards right now. And probably the only world leader who could have actually made something like this happen. Anyway, but going back to Friday's show, we were talking about how President Trump is the president of peace, how President Trump is peace through strength, working to get us out of wars, working to prevent wars from breaking out in the first place. And I just kind of threw it out there. It wasn't planned, but I just said, hey, where is the, and we've mentioned this point before, but where is the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center? Because I remember, man, if they had the opportunity to protest Bush and to protest Republicans over war, boy, I'll tell you what, they were jumping off of bridges over the Clark Fork River in Missoula. But now that you've got somebody like, and then, of course, when Obama was getting us into wars and causing war to break out, and, of course, when Biden was causing wars to break out, okay, no, do not connect to my VPN on my laptop. Oh, no. All right, sorry, inside baseball there, guys. Wrong computer, whoever is logging into my computer here. All righty. Okay, here we go. Tech support. Oh, anyway, where was that? Oh, yeah, so anyway, I was talking about how the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center, the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center, like, where are these guys? You know, they protested wars under Bush, but they didn't protest wars under Obama and Biden. But now, Donald Trump is actually brokering peace agreements. 6 months straight, he's averaged a peace agreement every month for the last 6 months. And you don't hear a squat from these guys, but Tim called in and or messaged us, and he said, you know, I went and looked at the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center website, and he said they all have their pronouns listed. And he was right. He wasn't being facetious. I went and looked at this deal here, too. And you can see they got they, them, she, her. But then if you look at their main website, you can see that they've got, like, a whole host. They've got the rainbow flag. They've got a Moms Demand Action gun control poster that somebody is waving here. Again, they have nothing to do with peace. If anything, you could argue their gun control efforts only lead to less peace on the streets of America. So they're just another left-wing phony front group that doesn't care about peace. They just put it in their name. Okay, quick break. Back with more right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area for today, there's a slight chance for a shower storm late in the Bozeman area. High temperature readings will stay around 88 in Bozeman to about 94 in Billings. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, temperatures will drop back off to about 58 in Bozeman to 63 in Billings. Sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-90s in Bozeman, around 100 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The Department of Defense and its Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, also known as DARPA, have reached a milestone, the christening of the USX-1 Defiant. It's a completely autonomous ship, meaning no humans are on board. In a DARPA video, program manager Greg Avicola says it's a complex project that's been going through a lot of testing.
What can you do with a ship design where you don't have the constraints of the people? The other side of the coin, though, is how you make it reliable. It's hard enough if there are people there to fix it. And really, the only way you can prove that is by giving it a hard test, giving it a test that requires resilience and endurance.
Avicola says the 180-foot-long Defiant is designed for extended voyages on the open sea, and the Defiant's expected to be able to protect manned ships. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here. Yeah, so what prompted this whole conversation about the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center was on Friday in our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show, I was following up on emails we got, feedback that we got after our great conversation with Frank Mealy, the editor of the Heartland Diary USA blog. He's also got a regular column for RealClearPolitics.com, and he's the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell. And you know, Frank Mealy and I were talking about how President Trump is the president of peace, is working on peace, because even some of his critics on the right that didn't like the fact that he rightly took out the Iranian nuclear sites were claiming, and I think looking back, they were wrong to attack President Trump for saying that he was going to draw us into, you know, some big war, when in reality he was actually bringing about peace. He was actually, taking away the nuclear weapons capabilities of the terrorists in Tehran, and that is peace through strength. And so, anyway, so as we were talking about that, I was making the point that, oh, yeah, here you got these leftists in Missoula that still claim to be all about peace, but when do you ever hear them talk about peace? But yet here they are on their website. They've got gun control propaganda. They've got the rainbow flag propaganda and more. Anyway, we got a chance to catch up with Frank Mealy and talk a little bit more about, you know, some of his latest columns. And I know some of you early risers may not have gotten a chance to hear some of that, so I'll play some of that for you here in this 6 o'clock hour of this show, because you heard me mentioning that I've got tech support working on my computer here, so we can we tested our phones Friday and our phones worked Friday, so I just need to make sure that I'm logged into my new little system here. So still playing around with our new equipment, but let me get to it here. Yeah, President Trump is teasing a breakthrough on Russia. This is from Fox News Radio as he hosts Ukrainian President Zelensky and European leaders today, writing on Truth Social. Stay tuned. Trump also posted that Zelensky can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants, adding, quote, no getting back Obama-given Crimea, and no going into NATO by Ukraine. So that's the two sideboards that Trump is putting on this. From Friday's Alaska summit, key players are signaling early progress. You got Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He made the rounds on the Sunday morning talk shows on Sunday. Secretary of State Rubio telling Fox that they're narrowing issues but face major hurdles like territorial lines, security guarantees, and Ukraine's military alliances. One of the things, Marco Rubio, this was from the dailycaller.com. Marco Rubio does not let the ABC host off the hook as she attempts to grill Trump for Putin red carpet. They were all mad that there was a red carpet on the tarmac for both presidents to really get these peace talks up and running. I think what it really comes down to is these folks on the far left, they do not want peace, just kind of like the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center activists. They want to divide Americans. They do not want Trump to succeed, even if that means our country doesn't succeed, even if that means that 7,000 boys a week continue dying over in this Russia-Ukraine war. They do not want to see peace. They don't want Trump to succeed. Marco Rubio, yeah, just did not take any guff from any of these Sunday morning talk shows. Here he is. This was the part where he was on with Margaret Brennan, the Rapid Response 47 account from the Trump War Room basically says that Secretary Rubio nukes Margaret Brennan. Let's play just a short version of this clip for you. If it'll play for me here. All right, let's go. Come on now. Okay, now my computer's deciding to go slow on me. All right, that's her. Oh, here we go. Looks like it's ready.
You know there's concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow. Can you
reassure them? No, it isn't. That's not why they're coming as back. That's not true. No, but that's not why would, that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're
well,
not coming.
February,
in fact,
they're coming here tomorrow in front of television cameras, where President Zelensky.
Do you know how many meetings we've had since then?
Oh no, I know, and I was just up in Alaska watching the one with Vladimir Putin, where red carpet rolled.
No,
out
but with Zelensky, we've had more meetings. We've had one meeting with Putin and like a dozen meetings with Zelensky. So, but that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're coming here tomorrow because we've been working with the Europeans. We talked to them last week. There were meetings in the UK over the previous weekend.
And they said President Trump was going to demand a ceasefire.
As early as Thursday. But you said that they're coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're not coming here tomorrow. Oh, this is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because Trump is going to bully Zelensky into a bad deal. We've been working with these people for weeks, for weeks.
All right, there, great point there by Secretary of State Marco Rubio calling her out for all of her loaded BS that she was throwing in there. I mean, you could even hear the emotion in her. She was not some unbiased news anchor trying to ask even just tough questions. You could tell by the emotion behind her interview there that she just was angry that that Donald J. Trump is pushing towards a path for peace, you know, saying, oh, well, they're only coming here to talk you out of this whole thing. It's like, no, they're coming because we invited them. But this is just par for course from what we see from the anti-Trump media, establishment media, and so many of these cases here. All right, let's see. What, man, we got a whole lot more where that one came from there as well. I think that was his back and forth with Margaret Brennan. We've got some more highlights to share from the Sunday morning talk shows. Secretary Rubio also previewed the meetings with President Zelensky later today, so maybe we'll start there right after this. Stand by and message us on the Montana Talks app.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. William Shakespeare may have warned about the Ides of March and Julius Caesar, but when it comes to news, the Bard has nothing on the Ides of August. Strange news stories develop in August, tales which echo for years. Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast in 2005. Iraq invaded Kuwait in August 1990. President Richard Nixon resigned in August 1974. The Charlottesville riot unfolded in August 2017. Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in August 1963. The U.S. bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. The gigantic blackout that pitched New York City and the Northeast into darkness came in August 2003. So beware the Ides of August. Perhaps Julius Caesar isn't the best Shakespeare play to invoke with this news conundrum. Maybe this line from Macbeth is a little bit better. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn, and cauldron bubble. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Man, this was a crazy demolition derby video out of the High Line of Montana. This took place in Glasgow. The number 5 car flips it in reverse, flies over the berm, crashes through the fence. Check out the video. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Plus, it was a fundraiser for a good cause. But the video's crazy. We've got that and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Or better yet, if you get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll get that content as soon as it's posted.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Voters have negative views of Democrats and Republicans, but just because they're down on both major political parties doesn't automatically mean smooth sailing for a new one. Our Fox News survey finds more than 4 in 10 voters believe third-party candidates are usually less qualified. 6 in 10 see them as spoilers who distract from the real choices. And 7 in 10 think the U.S. political system is rigged against third-party candidates. Still, a majority agrees with the view that third parties are desperately needed because the Democratic and Republican parties are failing to address voter concerns. And more than half, 53%, think it would be a good idea if a third national political party were formed that would run candidates for president and Congress. But support isn't automatic. 3/4 say they'd be unlikely to back a candidate from a party started by Elon Musk. Sail over to our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, on Friday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins rolled out the largest initiative yet in the USDA's plan to combat the New World screwworm. Alongside Texas Governor Greg Abbott and stakeholders at the Texas State Capitol, the secretary said that the announcement builds upon USDA's five-pronged plan issued back in June by ramping up construction of a sterile fly distribution facility alongside a production facility at Moore Air Force Base in South Texas.
With a capacity to produce 300 million sterile screwworm flies per week, and that's how we eradicate the parasite, this facility will triple our current output and eliminate our sole reliance on Panama and Mexico for sterile fly supply. It's a tactical move that ensures we are prepared and not just reactive, which is to date what we have really been working through. We will invest, the federal government, up to $750 million on this facility, and it will also create about 300 jobs right here in Texas. Second, we are launching up to $100 million in addition to the $750 million to cutting-edge technologies that can accelerate our response from novel traps and lures to modular sterile fly units. I'm calling on the brightest minds in the country to build on our existing tools and help us outpace this pest quickly and in the most innovative way possible.
Bottom line, the New World screwworm threatens over $100 billion in U.S. economic activity tied to the cattle and livestock industry alone. Stay with us for more ag news right after this.
I'm Robbie LaValle, a cow-calf producer from Colorado, serving as Secretary of the National Public Lands Council. And I invite you to join our PLC in the Grand Canyon State in September for our 57th annual meeting. Hear from federal agencies, discuss important issues like land access and ownership, and learn about emerging threats to Western agriculture by joining us in Flagstaff, September 16th through the 18th. Learn more online at publiclandscouncil.org.
Pulse Growers Market Access starts with you. From the field to the elevator, it's critical to keep it clean. Follow pre-harvest intervals, use only registered products, and ensure equipment is free from treated seed or residues. Delivering a load with contaminants can lead to costly rejections and jeopardize markets for all of us. Quality isn't optional, it's our shared responsibility. A message from the Northern Pulse Growers Association, working together to protect our markets and your bottom line.
Well, a draft of the upcoming MAHA report seen by the New York Times will not propose direct restrictions on ultra-processed foods and pesticides that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called major threats. If adopted, the report on the health of America's children will be good news for the food and agriculture industries, which had feared much more restrictive proposals than the ones currently outlined in the draft. And finally this morning, hey, it looks like new research out from South Dakota State University suggests that including red meat as part of a high-quality diet may offer significant nutritional benefits and support mental health. The findings challenge the long-held association between red meat consumption and cardiovascular disease. The study found that people with a high-quality diet who also ate red meat showed an improvement in nutrients essential for brain health and had favorable shifts in their gut microbial diversity. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great message I just got from Tim in Savage. How dare President Trump greet Russian President Vladimir Putin with a smile and a handshake? How dare he? And then included in the message, you've got Joe Biden shaking hands and smiling with Putin. You've got Hillary Clinton smiling and shaking hands with Putin. You've got Bill Clinton smiling and shaking hands with Putin. Barack Hussein Obama smiling and shaking hands with Putin. And then, of course, I'm sure we could also throw in a photo of George W. Bush smiling and shaking hands with Putin as well. But you know what the difference is between Donald J. Trump smiling and shaking hands with Putin compared to all these other characters smiling and shaking hands with Putin is that Vladimir Putin wasn't invading these other countries when Donald J. Trump was the president of the United States. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, when Biden was president, Obama was president, even when George W. Bush was president, Putin was invading neighboring countries, but not when Donald J. Trump was the president of the United States. In fact, this is one soundbite that really triggered a lot of folks on the left here. Putin confirms that the Ukraine war would never have happened under President Trump's leadership. This comes via the Trump War Room.
I'd like to remind you that in 2022, during the last contact with the previous administration, I tried to convince my previous American colleague that the situation should not be brought to the point of no return when it would come to hostilities. And I said it quite directly back then, that it's a big mistake. Today, when President Trump saying that if he was the president back then, there will be no war. And I'm quite sure that it would indeed be so. I can confirm that. I think that overall, me and President Trump have built a very good, business-like and trustworthy contact. And I have every reason to believe that moving down this path, we can come, and the sooner the better, to the end of the conflict in Ukraine.
Yeah, so he basically says something to the effect of, I can confirm that it would not have been the case. Something to that effect. Now, you could sit back and say, oh, come on, you can't trust him when he says that. He's just putting spin out there. He's just putting propaganda out there. Well, maybe so, but let's look at what actually did happen and what didn't happen. When Donald J. Trump, a president of peace through strength, was president of the United States, Putin wasn't invading these places. And then Joe Biden comes in and immediately becomes a president of weakness. We saw the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And then all of a sudden, the sharks started smelling blood in the water and the sharks started circling. And the sharks started invading other countries because they saw American weakness on the stage. All right, back in 60s. All right, that brings me to Senator Schmidt. This is a U.S. Senator Schmidt. He's out of Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. But he was talking about now how, you know, and you heard it earlier in that clip that I played from one of the Sunday morning mainstream media talk show hosts. They just are besides themselves because they want this war to keep going. They do not want peace to happen, especially if Donald Trump is the one to deliver the peace. And so anyway, what about all these critics? Listen to this great point made by Senator Schmidt.
I look at this from a realistic point of view. The diplomacy that President Trump is engaging in, which has been very successful since he took office, is about engaging people that, you know, maybe aren't your best friends in the world, but you're trying to get to a peace deal. That's exactly what this was. And I would also point out, you know, it's going to take time. So that meeting led to the next meeting, which is going to happen on Monday, which will likely lead to the next meeting. That's how that typically works. I think for some people so used to the 24-hour news cycle, maybe that isn't fast enough, but that's how the real world works. And I would also point out that the people who are most critical have I've been wrong for the last 30 years about every single foreign policy issue under the sun. I mean, you just had Jake Sullivan on. Jake Sullivan just presided over, in the last 4 years, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia that he's not critical about President Trump on, and also, by the way, on October 2nd, 2023, he talked about the Middle East being as quiet as it's been in decades, and we know what happened just 5 years later. So these Wilsonian adventurists who think American could be everywhere all at once all the time have been wrong about everything. President Trump is engaging Russia. He's bringing the two parties together to get to peace. That has always been his North Star, and I have full confidence that President Trump is going to do everything he can to facilitate that.
All right, there you go. Great point there by Senator Schmidt. I mentioned earlier we got a text message from Tim in Savage making a great point about these critics of President Trump, you know, bringing Putin to the table for peace. And anyway, I saw another photo that Tim and Savage shared the other day. What was that, Tim? Were you running like a half marathon or was it a full marathon or something? But holy cow, the guy is in like full-blown beast mode now. And what was really cool was he was running that half marathon after he lost 100 pounds thanks to Billings' last diet. So cool to see. Yeah, you guys know I lost about 33 pounds in under 3 months thanks to Billings' last diet about 8 years ago now. Well, now they've got a remote option, so you can be out on the North Dakota border, you can be in the Flathead Valley, you can be anywhere across the country and benefit from Billings' last diet. But here's the thing. He lost 100 pounds not by running, not by hitting it harder at the gym and exercising. Exercising is good. I'm not going to knock exercise. I love exercise. But he lost the program by learning a new lifestyle through Billings' last diet. Same thing that's helping me because I was working out all the time before. But as Dr. Dale Williams will tell you, you can't outrun your fork. I'll tell you what, if you're like me, I'm doing a tune-up right now. I think this is a great time to do a tune-up. Or if you want to get started for the very first time ever, like I said, they got a remote option now. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com or call them at 294-6751.
Tannis Glacier Country.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
We're not adults, so just be there and, like, listen. I just want someone to yap to. And I just feel like I'll be fine, like, if someone just hears me talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
You're doing a really good job. And I don't think I tell you that enough. And I know sometimes we get into it, and it's just hard on both of us. But, you know, try to understand me more, and I'll try to do the same.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's just keep rolling on this peace summit track here that took place Friday, of course, after we had already wrapped up this show here with Montana Talks. In fact, it was kind of cool because after I wrapped up the show Friday from the Flathead, doing the show live from the Flathead Valley Friday morning. And then I hopped in the rig and drove. We actually got a new Montana Talks wrap on one of the radio station cars. You guys remember that time? I think we were driving to the Flathead. It was me and our colleague Randy Geringa. And there's two radio station cars at our flagship studios in Billings. And one is, of course, Cat Country, because, of course, Cat Country gets everything. No, I'm just joking. No, those guys are great. And they've been around for, God, they're going on, what, 37 years now, Mark and Paul. And so, but they need a pickup, not just one of these tiny little cars to cruise around the state. And same thing with the Montana Talks. But that's all right. We'll take what we got. We won't complain. But anyway, so there were two vehicles. There was one for the country station, and then there was one for, like, the top 40 station. And it was a pink car. It looked like Randy and I. And Randy grew up in Dillon, Montana, of course. And we're driving across the state in this pink car. It was actually pretty funny because you get a lot more attention that way. Although that Montana Talks wrap on the vehicle gets a lot of attention as well. But we're driving in this Mary Kay car all the way across Montana to the Flathead. I think that's when we're up in the Flathead for the equipment dealers, the Montana Equipment Dealers Convention last October. But anyway, so I hopped in the new wrap. I think it was our friends at Ultra Graphics that did all the new wrap on. It's got a cool look to it, by the way. It's got some cattle on there, some great Montana scenery. Got a fly fisherman on there. It's got the Montana State Capitol. It's got lakes. It's got prairies. It's got a little bit of everything, just like Montana does. So kind of fun cruising around in that thing. But I hopped in that car. I drove it all the way from Kalispell back to Billings just in time for Rodeo Billings on Friday night. First outdoor rodeo in several years. And I'll tell you what, they pulled off a great event. I know some of you got there Thursday night for the very first night. I got there Friday night. The tribute to former Yellowstone County Commissioner John Austin was just incredible with the riderless horse. And, man, it was just cool. It was cool being outside. I mean, an indoor rodeo is great in the fall or the winter. But I tell you what, summertime, man, it's just so great to be outside under the lights. And, you know, with their back to the sun, The grandstands, I think everybody was in the shade for most of the rodeo. That was because of the grandstands with their back to the sun. So it's almost like they planned it that way. So great job by David Allen, Becky Hillier, really the whole crew with Rodeo Billings. And it was fun to hear Bob Tallman announcing the rodeo after he joined us on the show. But so that was Friday. Now we're back. Testing around with our remote equipment here a little bit more. We should get our phone lines up and running here a little bit later this morning. It's a computer issue, not a phone line issue. I'm just working to get my computer up and running because otherwise you'd know we would be taking your phone calls right now. You can message us on the Montana Talks app. In the meantime, though, if you got something you want to share here, let's see. But back to it here. This was a really cool video that the White House released following this peace summit with Trump and Putin on Friday. And by the way, I've got some friends up in Alaska that were sending me photographs of all the aircraft on the runway and on the ramp and everything. And a pretty historic moment when you think about it. I know our friends up in Alaska were very excited to have President Trump there, but also to be witness firsthand to this historic summit that I truly do believe. I don't know about you guys, but when I was driving across Montana, now it's a lot easier to be optimistic and hopeful when you're driving across Montana, because you just feel good when you're driving across a beautiful country, right? But I just felt so calm and at peace ahead of this summit because President Trump knows what he's doing, and look what he's accomplished thus far. And if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be President Donald J. Trump. Yeah, but the White House released this really cool video. Let me see. Here it is. This comes actually straight from the White House, not from the War Room, not from the Rapid Response 47, straight from the White House. And my computer, my little laptop here is trying to be a little slow. That's why I'm setting up a bigger computer here. Okay, looks like it's slowly but surely thinking. Here we go. Thanks for bearing with me here, folks.
I believe we had a very productive meeting. There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say. We really made some great progress today. I'm going to start making a few phone calls and tell them what happened. But we had an extremely productive meeting, and many points were agreed to. I would like to thank President Putin and his entire team. We're going to stop thousands of people a week from being killed, and President Putin wants to see that as much as I do. So, again, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you very much, and we'll speak to you very soon and probably see you again very soon.
You can already see the fake news narrative that played out on some of the Sunday morning talk shows where they're saying, oh, now Zelensky's coming to the White House and now all these other European leaders are coming to the White House, you know, to tell you guys the what's up. It's like, no, actually, they're coming because we invited them, because President Trump invited them. You guys know who Steve Witkoff is. I forget Steve Witkoff's actual title here. At the end of the day, but Steve Witkoff, let me see. I was trying to pull up in my notes here. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So Steve Witkoff was, anyway, I think he was on Fox News Sunday, if I can't recall. I don't have the screenshot in front of me here, but I'm pretty sure he was on Fox News Sunday. If not, he was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Good content all around. But Steve Witkoff is basically, he's Trump's negotiator. He's the, as Trump is working on the art of the deal, whether it's, you know, high-profile trade talks, whether it's something going on in the Middle East, whether it's, you know, getting American hostages back, Steve Witkoff is the guy that Donald Trump sends in. So here is Steve Witkoff. And this comes via Rapid Response 47. This is Steve Witkoff talking about how, look, they were already on the phone. You know, back to what Senator Schmidt had to say on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. He was the one who was saying, look, all these people who are the most critical of Donald Trump have been wrong for the last 30 years, especially when it comes to foreign policy. And here they are saying, oh, well, you meet with Putin, but you didn't meet with Zelensky. And they were like, they've been meeting, it was Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He's like, we've been meeting with Zelensky several times since that last White House visit. And these European leaders several times. I mean, didn't we just have a big NATO summit and more? But here's what Steve Witkoff had to say about just how immediately after the meeting with Putin, they jumped on the call with Zelensky. And once again, give my laptop a little bit of time. I've got a better computer I'm going to set up here later today, so my laptop...
And we were on the phone with President Zelensky moments after the Alaska summit ended. And I can tell you that I spoke to him personally, gave him my view. The president obviously was making the presentation, and everybody recognized in that on that telephone call, and there were various European leaders, how much progress we had made in demonstrating that the Russian Federation was going to make significant accommodations well beyond what we thought before that summit started. So it was absolutely acknowledged as a win. Now, that being said, there are details. That's what happens in a negotiation. You try to move one side towards the middle, then you try to move the other side towards the middle. The president achieved that, certainly in my view and in the view of many others as well, but I was sitting right there. The president achieved that beyond what everyone's expectations were. And now we're immediately moving to a meeting with the Ukrainians, with the Europeans, and hopefully we can narrow the issues down even further and get ourselves well along the way towards the codification of a peace deal.
What do you guys think? Are you more hopeful for peace or less hopeful for peace after what took place Friday? Now, you guys know me. I'm always very hesitant to get into the prediction game. Well, this is what's going to happen later today. Well, this is what's going to, you know, like those ESPN sports commentators like, oh, this is what's going to happen in the game on Sunday. And then if the opposite thing happens in the game on Sundays, on Sunday. There they are on Monday again. Caden, you've probably seen this countless times with all your sports coverage, right? There they are on Monday, and even though they completely got the wrong prediction on Sunday, there they are on Monday. Let me tell you what's going to happen this weekend at Philly. It's like, you couldn't even predict what happened last weekend in Denver. How are you going to predict what's going to happen this weekend in Philly? Speaking of that, we got to talk about Tommy Mellott and Junior Berrien meeting up on the football field during the big game over the weekend. That's a cool story I've got on our Montana Talks website. But anyway, my prediction is this, and I may be wrong, but my prediction is this. Today's White House meeting with Zelensky will be a lot smoother than the last one.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The heart and soul of Russia's economy is energy. The fact that the European Union has been purchasing so much energy from Vladimir Putin has actually worked against them because they're funding his war machine in the process. Another big part of this is the tariffs that President Trump put on India if they continue to buy Russian oil. And when the president says over and over again there will be severe consequences if Putin doesn't make a deal here, not talking about going to war with Russia, he is basically saying he's going to do everything in his power to prevent Russia from being able to sell their energy, which will just devastate their economy.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference, they don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area for today, there's a slight chance for a shower storm late in the Bozeman area. High temperature readings will stay around 88 in Bozeman to about 94 in Billings. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, temperatures will drop back off to about 58 in Bozeman to 63 in Billings. Sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-90s in Bozeman, around 100 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, you guys probably heard me play this audio from Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. He was talking about how the rock band Kiss is set to receive Kennedy Center honors from President Donald J. Trump. Oh, man, the pearl-clutching Kennedy Center crowd is not going to like that. But guess what? More than just Kiss, the incredible George Strait also getting Kennedy Center honors. That and much more. Check out those stories, plus all the great Montana content, MontanaTalks.com, or get the app.
This summer isn't...
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, I was talking about making predictions, not making predictions. What do you guys think about my prediction? I guess you can tell me tomorrow whether I got it right or whether I got it wrong. But anyway, my prediction is with this whole Trump-Putin meeting at the White House today with several other European leaders as well, I think it's going to go much more smoothly than the last public Trump-Zelensky meeting that took place before. And by the way, do you guys remember when we were talking about that? Remember when it turned into basically like a wrestling match with J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and Zelensky in the White House? And I told you how I had somebody who is literally taught courses on body language. And I asked him for his take on that meeting, and he said it was total fake wrestling. It was just like the WWE, just like the WWF, because you know, in order to get a peace deal across the finish line, Putin needs to look like he's fighting for Russia. Zelensky needs to look like he's fighting for Ukraine. Trump, obviously, is always fighting for America. But then eventually they have to accept a deal that neither side is going to be fully happy with. That's the only way that peace is going to be done and get across the finish line. And so that was just all part of the theatrics of it, was the point that this friend of mine made. And I don't know. I think there might be something to that, especially I do think that today's meeting is going to go a lot more smoothly than the last time. And that's why I'm confident that President Trump does have us on the path to peace. But, you know, as I told you, I'm not one of these predictor types. I usually don't like to make predictions, right? Unlike some of these sportscasters that, I predict on Sunday, and then they get the Sunday prediction wrong. Kind of like CNN and MSNBC and all these mainstream media folks that get everything wrong, like the Russia hoax, COVID, everything else. But then they come back out on Monday and act like they never got anything wrong. Never got anything wrong. Well, speaking of football, this is a great Montana story. I saw Scott Breen had a great report for the Montana Television Network at montanasports.com. Really cool photograph. If you go to montanatalks.com, I think you can pull. Yeah, you can see the actual photograph of Billings, Montana's Junior Bergen and Butte, Montana's Tommy Mellott meeting up in the NFL. I shared it on Facebook, facebook.com/Flint Report, and I said, Team Montana meets up in the NFL. Yeah, so of course, you know, one played for the Montana State Bobcats, one played for the Montana Grizzlies, both played in the FCS Football National Championship. Now one, Tommy Mellott, plays for the Las Vegas Raiders, and one plays for the San Francisco 49ers. That's, of course, Junior Bergen. Not only did they run into each other after the game for a photo with some other Montana football greats like Colt Anderson out of Butte, they literally ran into each other on the field. As MontanaSports.com reports, sounds like Bergen had a nice kickoff return, as Bergen always does. And then Tommy Mellott swung in for the tackle. They had this at MontanaSports.com with just over 14 minutes remaining in their NFL preseason matchup. The San Francisco 49ers' Bergen returned a kickoff 25 yards before he was tackled by the Las Vegas Raiders' Mellott, who made a solo stop at the 29-yard line. MontanaSports.com also noted that Mellott stood out when he returned the opening kickoff of the second half for 42 yards, while Bergen continued to show reliability as an NFL return man. Both Mellott and Bergen are fighting to make the final cut on their respective rosters before the regular season begins. And so, a great report there by Scott Breen. And I think the photograph actually came from, it's in there. But, Brandon Sullivan. Yeah, Brandon Sullivan, great guy. He got the great photograph of Junior Bergen and Tommy Mellott after the end of the game, preseason game. So, yeah, hopefully they both get another week of opportunities to show themselves, to prove themselves, to show what we all got to see here in Montana. And hopefully they both make the final cut on the roster. So there you go. All right, we're going to get back to business with the Big Sky Business Journal right after this.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.